from State Street in the heart of Chicago. You are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's a red hot debate going on. We 2 weeks from today, we are at Soldier Field for the drive.
2 weeks from today, it gets real.
It is. And I believe Joniak and Thayer will be with us. I'm hearing the promos running on the radio station.
Excellent.
Bears Weekly coming up in a half hour from right now with Joniak Thayer. I think during the offseason, Jim Miller's with him. Let's ask Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears, who joins us usually at 6 o'clock on days of Bears Weekly. He's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline right now. What's up, Jeff?
Evening, fellas. How we feeling? Everybody good?
Yep.
You're right about Jim Miller. Jim Miller will join us as well. We got Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football joining us.
Wow. So, yeah. That's a good get. That's a hard get.
It's a hard get.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle doesn't just join anybody.
Well,
Jeff.
You know, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
So are we.
He doesn't answer our calls.
You're
a big shooter.
No, he loves the Bears, right? So that helps. That helps. But anyway, that being said, so I was listening to you guys. I had a internet issue at home, so I had to drive up to Hallis Hall.
Oh,
so that's
boy.
Where I'm at right now to be what, able to
what,
do
what,
the show.
What do you mean you had an internet issue at home? What happened? You need me to stop by and fix something?
Well, you know, I was told to get this new router.
Okay.
And it works, but I can't open up any pages. So the internet, you know, is not working on any of my devices. So anyway, we'll get it squared away tomorrow. But, yeah, I had a call. Hey, listen, Audible. We stay in the vernacular of NFL football. I had a call on Audible, so okay. Here I am. But on the way up, I was enjoying your conversations, as I always do. But
so make guys, a choice. Four arms or four legs?
Well, I didn't get – no, I don't know when that came
up. Oh, you didn't get that
one? I may have already been landed here by
okay.
then. But
yeah,
no.
That was now.
It was about OJ, but because I was talking to you guys out loud while I'm driving down 294, like I was in studio with you because – and not to belabor it, but – so I was working at the old WMAQ at the time, and I had gotten a call from L.A. that – this is after the murder, OJ was going to get arrested. So I popped out of my seat. I was doing sports. I think it was on a Saturday morning. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. I said, no, he's going to get arrested. And nobody wanted to run it yet. And so they didn't quite believe me. But then the actual police chase, I was working for also Metro Networks, which supplied sportscasters and traffic folks to WMAQ and other stations in town. And I was anchoring Metro's national coverage of the World Cup soccer in all the different cities. And we had reporters, and I was the anchor and sending it all like it was NFL Today with Brent Musburger. It was Jeff Joniak for World Cup soccer updates. And I'm watching this, and I as you said, everybody remembers where you were when, and I could yes. not. That I will never forget that. Like that's impossible.
Did you have the same feeling meeting him, Jeff, that I did? That this is one of the most charismatic people,
of course,
of all time. Like,
yeah, of course,
it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, it's I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He was
but
just
anyway.
A really impressive person physically, just to even be in the room with.
Right. I mean, yeah. You know, if you love the NFL, he was a great football player, but there's more to it.
Oh, yes.
All right. So now the more pressing issue,
yes.
what we
yeah,
were
important.
Just discussing.
Important.
We play Would You Rather, and we had a Would You Rather question of Would You Rather Have Four Legs or Four Arms?
Just for a little background, I said legs. Sylvie went with four arms, and the basis of his answer was all sexual. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around that but
no.
like to each their own.
First I took this in stages. I said, there are many beings on this earth that have four legs. You can be a dog. You can be a horse. You can be a zebra.
Yeah.
They all Giraffe. Have four legs. Giraffes. Many four-legged
cat.
Beings. Yes,
right,
cat.
Right.
Well,
listen.
How many beings do you know right. that have four arms.
And remember, octopus. We have to clarify. It's an extra pair of legs or arms. So you still have,
right?
You know, two arms and two legs, or four arms and two legs.
Octopus. I mean, if you look at from a I'm a grinder, so, you know, four arms, I'm going to get a lot done.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
I'm going to get a heck of a lot done. I mean, you know, we've had reporters up at Hallis Hall, and when Sylvie was a young buck reporter back in the day, we all had names for everything that they did. And, you know, we've had, you know, the Iron Cross, where you get a tape recorder in each hand, and you're in two different group interviews in the locker room. That's called the Iron Cross. So imagine what you could do with four arms, right? Okay, the four legs gives you great mobility. I would imagine you can move in all directions seamlessly.
You could kick more than one person's ass at a time. You could
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So you know, boy, you guys do jog thought, don't you? You have me thinking. Like, I'm in my seat right now, thinking, okay, I can move backwards, forward, sideways, right, left. I can go on angles. I mean, I could get a lot done.
I'm good with the.
But I only have one brain, though. That's the problem. I don't have one now.
We're all stuck with that.
Yeah.
It's when he took it into the bedroom that made me. I had to pause and ask myself, is this really beneficial?
This is what we're having the. I said.
Well, I'm going to stick to the.
Well,
the
no, you're not. Like, this is a natural conversation. I said, do you believe your wife or your girlfriend, your mate, would enjoy it more.
We're now Australian.
If you're
like four arms or two.
If you had four arms and four hands rather than two arms and two hands, and I said yes, that this would increase their pleasure. And Waddle's
what
not
if you could
seen,
use your legs to do the same thing?
That's disgusting. You have to be like Carmen DeFalco for something like that. And Waddle is not agreeing with me. How do you side in this side?
It'd make for a great football player.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, you could be called for holding more frequently.
Yeah. Not if you're disciplined.
That guy, San Antonio. What's his name again? Wemby.
Oh yeah.
He looks like he has four arms and four legs.
Yeah. Listen, if I was a wide receiver, I got a better catch radius, or I've got more opportunities to catch it. I'm cool with that.
Hang on the radius, because how long were your arms to begin with? Because you're not getting longer arms. You're just getting another pair.
Yeah, but if I spread them out, think about it. Think I can cover more ground with four arms versus two. Is that not correct?
It's just a circumference thing, because where are they coming from? I mean, you're not adding on to the length of the two arms.
Yes, but I can cover more ground.
It's going to be like
four.
A branch. It's like a branch that sprouts, you know, some
buds.
Yeah,
but I can cover more ground with four arms versus two arms.
I think so. Like if they're coming from lower, like maybe a lower catch or maybe a higher catch.
Exactly.
Maybe
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy. Who are they picking at nine?
Oh, geez. Look at you. So uncomfortable.
Who are they picking at nine?
I'm going to say Roma Dunze.
I think that's chalk right there. That's the chalky answer. Who do you think they're picking at nine? You're the expert.
I'm not. It's just any number of things, but I'm still thinking line of scrimmage.
You really want that to happen, don't you? Like, who's your guy then? Because Joe Walt's not going to be there, correct?
Probably not, but hey, listen, man. As you get closer to draft day, I don't know who's trading for what and how desperate everybody is for quarterbacks. Is there a chance? Probably unlikely, but is there a chance there could be a sixth quarterback taken or wanted within that top 10? So maybe the Bears can trade down. You never know.
I don't think Denver.
Who's desperate? Denver, Vegas might want. I don't know.
I'll ask you this question. I asked Sylvie and the guys. Which position? Because I think we could all come to the agreement, right, that wide receiver, offensive tackle, or pass rusher are the three spots where you can find somebody more than likely, or you'll have a chance to use the ninth pick on one of those positions where you can find someone. Which position provides the most return on the investment, all things considered? Is it the pass rusher? Is it the offensive tackle? Or is it the wide receiver who would be the third best wide receiver in your huddle?
Right.
So can you make the argument, Jeff, that maybe using the ninth pick, if the best pass rusher available is there, maybe the best use of your resource?
As long as you see that that individual has already a pretty good floor and a damn high ceiling.
Right. Of course, he would have to be the best pass rusher in the draft and a good one.
Right. And then, you know, offensive line, I know that's also flavor, right? So, like, I love this Talese Fuaga. Now, I don't know. I've seen some mocks. Again, it's just a mock. But from people I respect that have him in the top 10. And that's a guy that at worst can be a guard. At best, maybe he's a tackle. So I just think you can never right now have enough on the offensive line. It may not be sexy, but there's just an inordinate amount of offensive linemen of real good quality at the top end of this draft that just piqued my curiosity right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't made the decision yet. No. We'll have the decision on draft night when we're all together. Yeah.
Wait, do you? We talked about this yesterday. It's being discussed by a lot of Bears fans. I think Thayer has sort of texted us about this. The possibility of trading up for Marvin Harrison Jr. He is dynamic. A lot of people call him generational. And if you can come away, I know you have to give up more. And from next year's draft, that's not always something you want to do, but if you can come away with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams in the same draft, that is a grand slam draft.
Of course it would be. I'm hesitant to give away more draft capital right now because that would be that's going to be somewhat significant, I would think, in terms of draft capital. So maybe you can recoup some of it by moving around in other ways, but I don't know, man. There's so many wide receivers. I mean, we may be hearing about a guy in the third round, or like last year in Puka Nacua. Now, I'm not saying he's generational by any means, but, you know, Pro Bowl caliber. You've got two really great receivers right now. I get it. Marvin Harrison's been the talk since 2 years ago, and a likely number one overall pick at times until the quarterback started flexing and moving into the mix here. But, I mean, then you pop on Malik Nabers and you go, wow. You pop on Roma Dunze and you go, wow. I mean, there's a lot of wow.
You know,
watch some of these guys like Luke. Now, these are down the line guys, but that doesn't mean they can't be perennial Pro Bowlers.
Yeah,
like guys like Luke McCaffrey and the Georgia wide receiver,
Ladd McConkey.
Watch these guys run. I mean, there's some really important. Yeah. Brian Thomas from LSU.
Very good.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
I just think for context, I think what would it cost? And last year, the Texans gave up, what was it? They swapped from 12 to 3, was it? And they gave up number 33 and a first and a third in the following season.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
And I don't know if, you know, that would cost you that much. And I know that they had a number of first-round picks, but that is too heavy a price for me, something in that neighborhood.
Same. And I say, we can't get crazy here. Yes, things are really headed in the right direction. We got some dudes on this team now. We're going to get more in the draft, namely the quarterback. But, you know, I want to do this thing the right way still and not see gold right away and think, okay, we got everything fixed because we're going to add another, you know, trade up to get a potential superstar receiver. I just don't want to do that right now. That's just me.
I think you had Bears Weekly early in the week last week, so I don't think we've talked to you.
No,
since Caleb Williams' visit. From what you've read and everything, how do you think that went, and do you believe that this is a done deal now?
I mean, I would pretty much, yeah, I mean, I would think so. I mean, come on, man, this is all signs pointing in that direction. And, you know, you just keep going and going back and watching stuff, and you're going, wow. You're going, wow, at what he can do. And it's just not off schedule either, and it is on schedule from the pocket. He said he doesn't want to be a runner, can when he wants to. But, you know, just what my biggest takeaway from watching what I've watched is that he just never, ever leaves his eyes dropping for pressure. He's dodging, looking, and looking to throw big. And that will light up Soldier Field and every other stadium he plays in. I'm not saying it's going to be so simple. There's going to be growth here that needs to happen. Not a perfect candidate at quarterback. Everybody's got something they got to work on, obviously, at any position, not just quarterback. But there'll be a learning curve, and no question about it. But there's just so much to him, dynamic in every way. And so, yeah, just once you've, like, the course is set, you start digging deeper and deeper, and you get more and more excited.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
Four arms, four legs. Your choice.
I'm going the legs.
Okay. Wow. He switched.
I'm going legs. Okay. I didn't switch. I could get a lot more done with that. Yeah. I'm going legs.
Okay. Just
mobility. I got to be on the move.
I think you get more done with the arms.
I think that could be a good I think that is a fair statement. You could get more done with your arms.
Yeah, that is true. See, I'm a vacillator.
Are they all connected?
I'm a vacillator.
Are they like replaceable? Like your arms get tired, you put new ones on.
No, they're like ours now.
They're lifelong.
I think you got four.
You can pull out four rotator cuffs. You do really SOL.
Like,
you know?
If you get tired of carrying a bag in your left arm, you go to your right arm. Right. And then now you got four of those now.
You'd look like one of those, like, whatever, two-armed guitars. You know, they have the two.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You have like two of those double guitars.
And
double guitars.
And how cool are those?
Well, if you could play two of them at the same time, that would be cool.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, you better have some coordination or you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Hey, ladies are going to love you from what I'm told. So, you know, think wisely.
All righty.
See you later, fellas.
He's got antsy. I got some good replies to the question on Twitter, too. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. I'll update you the poll results on, would you want the Bears to have Hard Knocks? The league would have to force them because I don't think they want it. And in the past, they have sort of like been agreeable because the Bears haven't wanted him. Is this the year that the Bears get Hard Knocks? I wrote about it today in my column at Shaw Media. You can check that out on my Twitter page. I've tweeted that out, 312-332-3776, if you want to talk to us.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie. Listen now in HD on our app and on ESPN 1000.
I tweeted it out whether or not it would help you. Said Show Debate, would having four arms and four hands increase your performance in the bedroom? Andrew, I think Andrew's a former intern of ours. He's a comedian now. Very funny. Andrew says, absolutely. Think about how much more pizza I could eat. Really good. And then
you could turn on or off the television, have a slice of pie, and be busy.
Yes. Nick says, I turn on Waddle and Sylvie, and Sylvie is explaining erogenous zones to Waddle. My guys! So, that was pretty funny. Yes.
I'm still confused as to whether or not the question was about having, you know, four arms or four legs or an extra set.
Oh, it's an extra set. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So, they're not attached at all times.
What do you mean an extra set?
Well, like you still maintain, like if you choose the extra arms, you still have your legs.
Oh, Waddle's
asking the question, like if you lose an arm.
If I choose four arms, are my four arms connected at all times?
Yes,
or?
That was the way I took it.
Okay.
I don't think you get an extra set to throw in the closet.
I didn't know. Like I got a set of golf clubs in the back of my trunk. I mean.
Because what good are those things?
Yes. I don't know.
Now you have to walk around with four arms all the time.
I didn't know if he was saying basically, you know, you have a replacement set of arms or a replacement set of legs. Which would you rather have? I don't know.
Like a spare tire,
yes. Was not sure what he was going for.
Listen, it's
not like a lot of these questions are really easy to understand.
It's a good would you rather. He wins the Connie's frozen pizza. This portion of Waddle and Sylvie brought to you by Steinhoffels. We cross-talked with Jeff Joniak. They bring you cross-talk each and every day. Four Chicagoland locations, including the newest one in Harwood Heights near the airport. Carl's in Dixon. He's been very patient. He wanted to ask a Bears question. What's up, Carl?
What's going on? Carl, and I love Dixon, Illinois. I know you've been talking about this. I know the draft coming up. I hope you entertain me with my magic wand and some hypotheticals. So I got a few hypothetical trade situations. I'd like both your opinions. You guys can decide who answers first, but I want both yours. I got them all typed out. You ready?
Yes,
all right, here we go, Carl. Speed round.
All right. First case scenario, Chargers take Alt, Adunze and Neighbors off the board. Turner's still available. You get a draft pick. You get two draft offers. One is from the Raiders at 13. They want to give you a third round pick. Do you take? Would you rather take that, stay at 9, or take an offer for a second rounder and a fourth rounder this year to move into the early 20s?
Ooh.
What was the third round pick part of that?
You're getting to 15.
Well, 13. You move to 13 and take the Raiders pick, and you get a third rounder, or you can move into the early 20s.
No.
He says Adunze and Neighbors are off the board, so is Alt.
I'll draft the pass rusher instead of trading back to 13 and getting a third rounder.
Me too. I would take the best pass rusher.
Yeah.
Or another offensive lineman. Okay.
Next question. Hit us.
All right. Adunze and Alt are still available. You're at number 9. You get an offer from the Vikings. They want to move up to number 9. And you fall back just two spots to 11. They're going to give you their first rounder this year at 23, the number 23 overall. But they want your first rounder next year.
No.
So now you have to gamble though.
No.
Do you think that you're going to do? No.
I'm taking Alt.
You're just taking
I'm not
Alt?
Moving. No. Yeah. If Adunze and Alt are both available at 9,
I think I'm taking.
There's
the
no
lineman.
Reason for me to move.
Yeah.
I you could sell me on that.
Yeah. Carl, thanks. We got to run.
I think
we got
Carl
Bears
had a
Weekly.
Couple of drinks while he was on hold.
He typed it all out. He had some well-thought-out stuff. Sort of.
Do you think he was using all four of his arms?
To type.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you to Meller. Thank you to Tyler. We had Mark Jean Greco on today, Barstool Big Cat, and Jeff Joniak, who is coming up next with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller. And then after that, it's Black and Abdallah. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.